I'm Brian Gilmer, and this is my novel Felonious Jazz. Copyright 2011. Felonious Jazz is for adults. There's strong language and violence. This is a work of fiction. Any similarity to actual events or to living people, or dead ones, is a coincidence. Because you're busy, I've written the story with short chapters. That makes it easy to listen to a little at a time while you do something like commute or exercise. If you bought this audiobook, thank you for supporting my work. If you enjoy the story, please do me a favor and recommend it to a friend. Felonious Jazz is also available for the Kindle through the iBook store for iPad and iPhone, and at Amazon.com as a high-quality Laurel Bluff Books paperback. More information at BrianGilmer.com. Felonious Jazz begins in Rocky Falls, a fictitious suburb of Raleigh, North Carolina. It's Monday. Chapter 1. Leonard Knoblach stood in someone else's kitchen and shoved the cork back into the neck of the 82 Haute-Brion. He held the stemmed Riedel glass by its base and checked the wine's color against a white kitchen towel lit by the afternoon sun. Deep garnet. So, all the hype was justified. The smell of leather filled the glass. The taste was earthy and beautiful. Practically made you hallucinate you were in the vineyard, just like clove cigarettes always made him think of his big night at the Village Vanguard, of standing in the point of that triangular basement, the Carnegie Hall of Jazz. Yeah, man, 1982 had been a good year. Maybe his last one. These Royce cats had stashed a full case of this stuff in a temperature-controlled cellar under the granite kitchen island. The wine ran $600 a bottle if you could find it, and you had no idea if it had been stored.